Well, there's a lot of post-swimming activity happening today at the Lido. Can you hear the skipping? This is Pip, she's skipping. She's a champion, she's been doing loads. You must have done that at school, Sue.
Yes, I did. Then there were two people on the end of the rope, and then somebody came and skipped in the middle.
Yes.
And then you went in and out, in and out.
And what did you do? Did you turn the rope, or did you actually do the skipping?
No, so you had to take it in turns.
Take it in turns, right.
This is.
You seem like out of breath more so than when you swim.
Because I can't run. This is running on the spot.
It is, yes. Yeah.
I'm finding it really difficult.
Yeah, but you're doing well.
I started off doing only about 20. Now I can do it in groups of 50, so it's
okay.
So it's getting better.
All right. Well,
it warms you up.
Yeah, it does. And there's more activity happening actually just outside the sauna, next to the Tooting Beck Calf. And you might already hear a lot of noise, but it is this funny sport that they call, I don't know what they call it. What is the sport called that you do? What's it called, the sport? Handball. It's handball. It's kind of a tennis, between tennis and, I don't know, handball. But this Sue, Nick and Chris playing, and it's out. Chris, you're out of practice, I can tell. And Sue is kind of a, she's the one who beats the boys. I don't know how she does it, but I've got to go and pick up my gloves that I left in the sauna. Ah, much warmer in here. I left my cycling gloves in the sauna because my hands are so cold that if I leave them in there, then I can actually pick them up, put my hands in there and cycle home, which is what I'm about to do. Ah, that's good. So who's in the lead? Okay. They're playing against the wall of the calf. And I guess it's a bit like tennis against the wall, but you're just playing with your hand. It was very cold today. Swimming was really, really cold. It's between 1 and 2 degrees, and the shallow end is frozen, so David decided not to take the temperature, because he can't take the temperature, and he normally doesn't take it up the deep end. But we might just persuade him to take temperature up the deep end. I don't know where he is. Where is David? Oh, David. Has he done it? No. Okay. And then we've got a lovely Christmas decoration on one of the doors. Actually, it's funny because every winter, this snowman with a broom gets put on a door. Do you know who puts it up there? Yeah, I was told Sue and Barry, yeah. Yeah, it's funny. And every year, there's more and more bits missing. It looks quite dilapidated.
Hideous.
It's on the yellow door. It's normally on the same door as well. And yeah, it's falling to bits. It's out of plastic, isn't it? It looks quite weird. Got a red nose, got a yellow broom, and a Christmas decoration. Ah, very good, very good. But I think it's time to go home and have some breakfast.